With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The September jobs report, its release delayed by the government shutdown, was worth the wait.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September, with the unemployment rate going up to 4.4% from 4.3% in August. The increase in payrolls is more than double the 50,000 economists had predicted. But a revised August report shows the economy lost 4,000 jobs for that month, instead of gaining 22,000 as originally reported. The Federal Reserve has been divided over whether to cut interest rates for a third time this year. They meet again next month. Donna Warder, Washington.
After sailing through Congress at lightning speed and with a lot of support, the Jeffrey Epstein transparency bill has been signed by President Trump. It gives the Justice Department a deadline for the release of all Epstein files, save for those that would compromise any ongoing investigation.
After fighting the release of files for months, the president had no choice but to sign the bill. Every member of Congress, except for one, voted for it. In the end, Donald Trump insisted the Epstein matter had become a distraction and said he wanted to move on. With the bill signed, the Justice Department is required to release all files and communications related to Epstein, including information about his death in federal prison, within 30 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid reports of a new proposal for ending the war in Ukraine, some high-ranking U.S. military officials have traveled to the embattled country. A Democrat congresswoman from Florida is indicted on charges of stealing $5 million in federal COVID relief funds. If convicted, Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick faces up to 53 years in prison. She says she's innocent. On Wall Street, the Dow is up almost 700 points. This is SRN News. A Christian legal firm, all set for the annual Christmas wars.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
A South Carolina bill that would allow judges to sentence women who get abortions to decades in prison is stalled after failing to get out of a legislative subcommittee this week. Four of the six Republicans on the panel refused to vote on the measure, which would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is threatened. The three Democrats were then able to vote against sending the bill forward. The proposal is not dead, but the effort did reveal a lack of support among Republicans. This is SRN News. Roger Federer has been inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame on his very first year of eligibility.
Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles and was part of a self-described golden time and era of unprecedented greatness for tennis, along with rivals Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
I am my own career, my own player that needed those challengers. They needed a challenger like myself, and we made each other better.
Federer was the only candidate to receive enough support in the player category for the Hall's class of 2026. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Meta has started notifying young Australians to download their digital histories and delete their accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. This comes ahead of a new law banning social media for the under 16 crowd in Australia. Platforms must comply with age restrictions by December 10th. More details at srnnews.com.